7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
And here we go. The current time is 1930 UTC, and that means it's time to begin another extraordinarily exciting episode of The Dubious Ghost Committee! Yes, hello and welcome once again to The Dubious Ghosts Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of The Dubious Ghosts Committee. And hey, looks like we've got one guy up on the golf course. Time to take the sunglasses off? Probably. Okay, here's the deal. We've got a nice day for a while. It's 11 degrees, but it's windy. And it's going to get windier. In fact, they're calling for a wind advisory to start here in another, well, they said like 3 or 4 hours, but then I saw other indications that it would be about an hour, and it's already kind of windy, and I'm thinking, yeah, we need to go outside and do stuff. Then I thought, okay, where the heck are we going to go on a windy day? And last night I was thinking that I wanted to go to the lake, to go out to Lake Standing Bear. But I thought, okay, well, due to the wind, we might have to just go to the creek. And maybe that won't even last very long, depending on which way the wind is blowing. And yeah, the wind is blowing through here, not across here. If it was going across, we'd be good, but no. You can probably hear all the trees creaking. The wind is blowing enough that all these large trees are flexing around. And, yeah, wind is coming sooner than we think. So I'm looking down into the water of the creek looking for golf balls. I see nothing. There's a white one or two in the mud over there, but nothing worth chasing down. All these creaky, creaky trees. All right, so what are we doing outside today? Oh, well, we're looking for dudes, I guess. I can hear some little squawky birds. How long are we gonna be out here? If the wind gets too annoying, I'm gonna go home. It's supposed to be really windy tomorrow, too, during the day. I'm wondering if I should walk down here. The big question is, which way do I want to go? Do I want to go upstream? Or do I want to go downstream? And the wind is blowing upstream, right through this little valley here. Okay. So I'm making an executive decision. We're going to go downstream. Oh, I just spooked two ducks. They were right there. I didn't even know it. It is mallards. They're in the trees. They can't figure out which way to go. They're confused. God damn it. I didn't even see them. But yeah, they were right here in this little bend. There's a funny little bend here where there's deep swimmable water if you're a duck. And I just heard a quack, a quack. Where'd those ducks go? That's funny. All right. Trying to decide if I want to take the risk here. I'm thinking, yes, I should have taken my sunglasses off, but we're going to try to, yeah, okay. Ooh, look at this, kids. Look at this. Boom, boom, boom. We got something good in the mud here. I'm standing on a rock in the water, in the creek, and I'm gonna do some rock hopping so we can move downstream. But right here in the fresh mud is fox footprints. Look at this. Gadink, 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 gadink. All right, let's follow the fox. Which rocks are stable? Which rocks are loose? We're gonna go 1, 2, 3, 4. And we're gonna be there. We'll make up the rest later. Here we go. 1, okay, we're good. 2, 3, 4. Yep. These are most assuredly Foxy Fox tracks. Kind of small. And he was moving this way. He was going downstream. Let us also continue to move downstream. Okay. I'm standing in the middle of the creek. Standing in the middle of the creek bed. In the sandy, sandy bar. Gonna take off my sunglasses. And what do we got? Here's some more tracks in the mud. Ducky tracks. A duck with big feet. I almost thought these were goose tracks. They're so big. Okay. Yeah, here's the fox tracks again. Huh, this part of the creek has changed. That wasn't as wide before. Okay, here we have a white golf ball of some kind, half buried in the mud. Don't even care. More duck footprints. The fox tracks keep going this way. And I'm picking up a lot of mud and sand on my shoes. So I'm gonna switch over to the opposite bank now. And climb up here. Okay, we're good. I'm up on the Rive Gauche now. There's a very chattery squirrel above me. He says, track a track a track. And it is here on the opposite bank that we have our little stick fort that local children have built. It's a conical structure of branches and logs all leaned up against a couple of trees. Where's that squirrel at? Huh? Oh, hi, buddy. All right, let's see what else is going on. Keep on moving downstream here. All right. I'm now starting to see some golf balls in the creek. That one looks like it's been there for a while. But that one kind of looks new. Well, maybe not. These are all golf balls that have been exposed over the winter. The moving water. What did I just step on? Did I just step on a golf ball? No, it was just a piece of bark. Felt like a golf ball. All right. Moving up to the big hole by the big, big tree. This was a marmot den at some point in time. And then it got enlarged, which means foxes probably took it over at some point. But not now. It is not in use. And it's by this giant tree. Love this huge tree. God, that thing is huge. It's got to be... That's 1 meter. It's got to be 130 centimeters in diameter. Or more. That's a big chunky tree. Okay, wind is coming up. Ooh, I'm tripping over all kinds of stuff. More ducks, mallards, that's where they went. Hi, buddies! And I spooked them and now they're flying away again. Turn around and fly back the way you came from. Go back there. Yeah, there's another sort of spot around here where the water's deep enough for ducks to hang out in. There's a white golf ball on the far bank. Oh, I just remembered something. Isn't there some green golf balls down here somewhere that we saw the other day? Where were those? I think somebody got them already. Let's go down here and see what we can find. Now, let me think. Yeah, they were... One was down there, but the other one was... Yeah, right around here someplace. I'm not going to cross the creek, I don't think. I was going to. And then going to go up the other side and look for stuff. But now that I'm here... It's just mud. Get down there and then it's 1, 2, 3, 4... plus meters of what looks like very soft mud. Damn. So I think we're gonna not do the mud thing, because that doesn't sound interesting at all in any way. And so instead, I'm going to turn around. Turning around, returning the direction from which I came. White golf ball. White golf ball, it's a noodle number 4. Why did I pick it up? I don't know. Now my sinuses want to do a thing. Yeah, I was a little bit sinusy earlier, but I thought that all kind of dealt with itself. Okay, here's some more white golf balls. We got... Oh, I see a double-digit 0. It's a tailor-made 00, and here we have a Callaway number 4. 3 white golf balls so far today. And I see another one. This is where all the golf balls go if you miss hit off the first tee. Where we come down and play in the creek normally, that's where the golf balls land if you miss hit from the second tee. This golf ball is a limited Pro Staff 2. Never heard of it. Okay, so I have 4 white golf balls in my pocket, none of which I want to keep. What are we going to do with them? I don't know. We'll either leave them up on the bank, or we'll put them somewhere where somebody else can find them. Somebody else who's more interested in white golf balls than I am. Me, I'm looking for the exotic colored golf balls. The Exotica. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, well, kind of a slow day down here so far. And that's cool. I'm just glad I can be outside and walking around and stuff. And I'm thinking about, I don't know, should I go out somewhere later? But it's going to be super windy. And once it gets windy, then things get weird. And I get headaches and stuff. And but is it going to be too windy? Is it going to be just right windy? Right now is probably just right windy for my boats. And that reminds me of something else. I got to fix my big boat. My big boat is my radio control boat. It's about 1 meter long. It's well over 1 meter tall. And I broke some bits on it. I broke one little critical thing that was sort of a, it was a kludge to begin with. And when I was building the boat originally, I don't want to say I screwed something up, but I didn't get something quite right, and I'm not sure how that I didn't manage to do it right. And so I had to sort of solve the whole problem with a temporary fix. And that temporary fix lasted for about 15 years until it finally broke. And now I'm like, hey, this looks like little marmot tracks, but is this squirrel or this? No, that's marmot. We got marmot tracks right here under the, hey, are you in there? Under this, den. There's this creekside den, waterside den right here. Yeah, there's loose dirt around here. And there's some tracks down here in the mud. There's some little tracks. Do we have, like, a baby marmot in there? Do we have mommies and baby marmots? That possibility exists. That den does seem in use. I don't see any bugs flying around the entrance, but it's also windy, so, you know. Okay. Oh, yeah, over here, too. Marmot tracks. Marmot tracks going scootily, 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 scoot up the bank there. There's a little path. Okay, we're finding the marmot evidence. And then right up here, we've got those beautiful, beautiful fox tracks. Right there. Hello, Mr. Foxy Tracks. Now I gotta do some rock hopping. Here we go. We got four steps. Visualize. And actualize. Here we go. Yep. We're good. Now if I can get back up on the bank. Okay. There we go. And my fingers only got a little bit dirty. My shoes are picking up mud. And yes, of course, I am wearing my good shoes. All right. Now we're back to where we started. I think I'm going to head upstream. Squawky, squawky. Okay, hear that guy that... I think that was a downy. Oh yeah, there he is behind me up in the tree. Hi, buddy. The downy woodpeckers are the woodpeckers that I can never remember the name of. They're black and white, and they've got a red spot on their head. They're very cool. Okay, moving upstream, I'm approaching the morel zone. We're obviously still a few weeks away from morels, but this is where they're gonna pop up, right around here. That's always fun. Oh, I can't wait to look for morels today. Oh, and look what we got. How do they get... Was ist los? Oh my goodness gracious. Oh my God. How happy am I glad we... talking English, English. Talking it right now. I like to speak it, I like to speak it. Sprechen Sie English. Ego des. I have found an unusual golf ball, an extraordinarily unusual golf ball, a unique golf ball. It's unique golf ball day. I have never found a golf ball like this, never seen a golf ball like this. I didn't know a golf ball like this ever existed, and I'm super excited, and I'm starting to notice some interesting facts about it. Oh my God, oh my God, suddenly I'm all doki doki. What did you find, Tobe? I found a golf ball. I found a golf bar. Okay, I have found a Callaway. And I thought it was a logo ball. But it's not a logo ball. It's a special custom print job ball. Okay, it's like It's like the oak leaf ball. It's like the soccer ball balls. It's a white Callaway, but instead of, it's a little bit dirty. I don't think it was used this season. Anyway, it's a white Callaway, and instead of the soccer ball spots, instead of oak leaves, it has, I can't tell what I'm looking at. I can't stall long enough to figure out what this image is supposed to be. It's this logo. There's a sort of roundish but rectangular logo. It looks like a jar. It looks like it's supposed to be a jelly jar or something like that. And the jar has a label on it with the letters FC. There might be some more very, very fine print. Yeah. There's some more very, very fine print in the logo, but I'm not going to be able to read it without a magnifying lens. This is like half point type, but I think it says established, and I'm going to guess 1898. Why would you guess 1898, Tob? Because this ball, the number on it is 1898. You know, golf balls usually have 1, 2, 3, or 4 on them. And in some bizarre cases, like one in my pocket, we got a 00, right? No, the number of this ball is 1898. And if you'll remember, on the super weird, unique other custom ball we have, which is also a Callaway, the oak leaf ball, that ball has a strange number too. It's giant owl. Holy crap, I wasn't even looking. Giant, giant owl. Oh, holy crap. Now we got multiple things going on. Okay, 1898. I think the number on the oak leaf ball is 1964. I can't remember. I'm putting this ball in my pocket. We're going to move upstream to find that big giant bird. He was low. That damn bird was just hanging out in one of these low branches right here. I got a little too close and a little too excited about the damn golf ball, and he went zing, and I didn't hear them flying. You're not going to hear them flap their wings. What you hear is the recoil of the branches as they jump off. Now, I saw him go that way. I hear bird distress up here. Let's keep working our way up here. There's somebody with their dog on the... I thought I brought my camera with me. But now I can't find it. Okay, it's in this pocket with the damn golf balls. This is what you get for picking up the golf balls, Toby, you joke monkey. Okay, where did this guy go? Where did this big-ass bird go? He was a big'un. He was a big'un. Chunky. Chunky owls. Okay, where did he go? I hear little birds freaking out. I hear downy woodpeckers freaking out. I hear little finches. Okay, where did he go? Where are the little birds focusing? There he is. And they're chasing him. Little birds say, "Hey, you big bully, you gets out of here." Okay, now I can almost see him. There he is. Oh, look at him. Hi, buddy. He's staring down at me. He doesn't care about the other little birds. Oh, now he's starting to care. He's looking around at him saying, "Hey, you shut up. I got to get that guy down there." And I say to him, "No, you don't have to get me. I'm not your food. And you're not my food. I'm not chasing you. You're not my food, bro. I got lots of golf balls, though." Alright, so we got to get rid of 4 golf balls that I don't want, and we got to wash off this super special custom Callaway. Only the second one I've ever found. Wow. Look at this bird. This owl is... he's majestic. Oh, little bird says, "Hey, get off my branch." And Owly says, "Hey, don't mess with me. I will tear you up." I'm going to try to get a little bit closer. The owl is in a tree that is 10, 20, 30 meters away on the other side of the creek, in that spot where we come down when we come down on the other side. He is another, he's about 23 meters up in the air on a branch. And I'm getting a little bit closer. And he is looking down on me and he says, oh, he's moving. He's flying towards me. He's sort of flying over me. He's flying over to the golf course. Oh, and he lands in the golf course tree. And some of the little birds followed him. And they're still squawking and freaking out. Yappity yap yap. Now, what do you think? Are there any ducks up here in the water? This is the bend in the creek where we also find ducks very often. Yep, we got a mallard pair, male, female. We got Mr. Shiny Greenhead and his girlfriend, Ducky. Wow, okay, so we've seen two mallard pairs down here today. We've seen one barred owl. I can hear woodpeckers. I heard a big woodpecker. That was a flicker that I just heard. We've got downies. We've got little birds who are angry at Big Bird. Hey, maybe you shouldn't hassle that guy. Remember, he's the bird that wants to eat you. Okay. Gotta take the golf ball out of my pocket and look at it again because I'm really, really excited. Hey, there's some fresh digging up on that hill right there. That could be marmots. That could be marmots digging out that old, old den. Okay. Things are looking good here down in the creek. We're finding tracks of things that we like. We're finding good golf balls. Yeah, okay, FC. What the hell does the FC stand for? Unknown. Yep, but it's the typical screened and stamped custom Callaway. Oh, I love it. What the hell is this logo? White ball, soccer ball printing job. See, there's tracks down in the mud down in there too. Marmot tracks. Can't believe I found this golf ball. Another strangely numbered golf ball. And you know, last night I was looking at a couple of golf balls that I had displayed on my windowsill in my kitchen. You know, I've got a 00 and I've got a 77. And I was thinking, yep, 00, that's the lowest numbered golf ball I have, and I have a few of them. And then I've got the 77, only have one of those. Can't wait to find it. I have found the lowest numbered golf ball, 00, right? Unless there's negative numbered golf balls, I'll be looking for them. Hey, all that bird squawking stopped. That owl move again. And then I was looking at the 77 golf ball and I was thinking, yep, that's the highest numbered golf ball I have. Until I picked this one up. 1898. This is the highest numbered golf ball that I have. And then I think, oh wait, no, I don't think that's true, because the other super custom, the oak leaf ball, I think the oak leaf ball is 1964. Wow, look at this damn thing. All right, I'm going to have to this needs to be washed. It is dirty. I'm going to have to
pay attention to the time.
Clean this off, and I'm going to put this in with the collection. I'm going to have to find the oak leaf ball.
You need to pay attention to the time, because once again, I spaced it off. Now I don't know what's up. You've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC. And I've run out of time. It's done. Okay, bye. Here you go.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.